your shoes have to be like perfect, right? If you, like me, like, I'm relaxed now. Like, I went to Breaking Free a couple times, and it's helped me to release myself from having the desire to having the perfect shoe, right? But some of you guys have these shoes, right? Or you are like me, and if you had white shoes, you were looking at people like, get off of me, get away from me, don't come near me. You step on my stuff, it's on for some shoes, right? And so you do your life, you walk to class, you know, you're out and about, you're doing your thing, and then all of a sudden you're in line for something. How many of you guys hate lines, right? I hate lines, right? I wish there was an express line for everything, but you're in line, and somebody in front of you is messing around, they're giggling, you're half trying not to listen, but you are, it's kind of funny, and then all of a sudden, the person in front of you steps back and steps on your shoe. And man, the first thing I think is, dude, you stepped on my shoe. Like, what the heck is wrong with you? Sometimes I don't verbalize those emotions. Sometimes I keep those to myself, right? But then there's that one person or that one girl who happens to come to school looking nice that day. And she happened to wear a heel or a pump. And it's not just the fact that she stepped on your shoes, right? And she may look good. It may have been somebody you were eyeballing, some of you fellas, right? You may have been eyeballing her like, dang, this girl is, right? But she crossed the line. Not only did she cross the line, but she invaded your territory. And your territory were them shoes, right? Now, I'm not just talking about them shoes because it's something somebody else did to you. I have another thing. Now, the one thing I hate about having fresh shoes is when they get jacked up, right? So imagine walking down somewhere and all of a sudden you're just, you know, minding your own business. Most of you are probably like this, looking for something, right? Searching something, flipping something, trying to find something, or acting like you're somebody, right? That's what most of us try to do, right? You try to look important, right? And so you're walking, right? All of a sudden you get this, like, you step on something. You got gum on the bottom of your shoe. And it's, like, stuck, right? Sticky. And it's so bad, you got to pull over on your stride. And some of you guys and ladies try to walk it out. Some of you girls try to walk like you're the only one there, and everybody's looking, right? And most of the time, guys are like, okay, see you. Boom, hit something, right? But on the bottom of your shoe is something nasty, so you pull over and you stop, and you start to kind of like think, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on here? You're scraping, and you're scraping, you're scraping. You get up, you think it's all gone, but you can still feel it. You can still feel it stuck to the bottom of your shoe, and every time you walk, it's like annoying you. It's irritating you, right? And you walk around kind of mad, and you're missing opportunities with people that are around you, but you're irritated and you're mad because what you love is jacked up. It's sticky. Now, the idea behind what I'm going to talk to you about today needs to be a sticky kind of thing that stays with you. Because let me tell you something. Right now in this room, we got a pretty big range. There's 7th. How many 7th graders are in here? They're all like this. Like, and you got that one brave one that's like this. What? And then the big one next to him is like, put your hand down. Where are my 8th graders at? Okay, they got a little brave. A little brave, okay. Where are my 9th graders at? Somebody's down in the house. Where are our 10th graders at? Okay. Where are all my 11th graders at? Where is the class of our dear Lord God 2017? Okay. So you're all in the room. You're all listening. You're all paying attention. Now, guess what? I'm about to give you a heartbreaking reality. All right? One day, the world that you know it is going to change. You're going to be in an environment where it's like everything is completely different. Your mom ain't going to be there to wash your clothes. You're going to have to do it your dang self. Your mom's not going to be there to feed you. You know you like that Pop-Tart extra crispy in the morning. You know you like that, right? Your mom's not going to be there to say, hey, did you forget this? Hey, did you forget that? Right? Hey, did you do this? Hey, did you do that? And you know how you act. Mom, come on, for real? Like, back up. Even though you know deep down inside, if mom didn't say that to you that morning, you'd be like, Mom, you don't love me no more? Really, Mom, I love you. Right? You know. You know you want to laugh louder. You what I'm talking about is true. But life is going to change. And so this kind of message today, this type of message is something if you can just take today. And it's not something you're going to just hear today and then you're going to think, okay, that was a cool message. I'm going to move on and I'm going to go on with life and there's going to be another one. If you take what you hear today and you apply it and you keep it with you, I guarantee you, when you get to a point where life is getting hard, which for most of you right now in this room, life is hard. Like you're dealing with some things. I made the mistake one time years ago of telling one of my kids, like, man, your life ain't hard. You got everything you need. And then one day I just heard them interacting with their people. And I realized, oh my gosh, like, I was a fool. How could I say that? Like, they got, you guys got depression. You guys got anxiety. You guys got suicidal thoughts and tendencies. You guys have these issues where females are trying to get at females and guys are trying to get at guys. And you're like, dude, back up off me. Like, is anybody safe around me right now? Anybody? Right? Those are the concerns, that are the thoughts that are on your mind. And let me tell you something. If you take what you hear today and you apply it to your life, and you just try it a little by little, if you try one thing today, the one word I want you to walk away with is trust. That's the one thing I want you to walk away with and know that it's something you can do tomorrow. Trust. And I'm not just talking about trusting your mom, trusting your dad, trusting your friends. For real, trust your friends. You're like, sometimes if they want something or if I have something, right? If it benefits them or even if it benefits you, that's when you allow trust to take place. Well, I'm not talking about any of that. The title of my message today is Trust Me, I'll Move. Trust Me, I'll Move. Now, if I was on that trust fall, right, and somebody said to me, trust me, I'll move, I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to go this way, and I'm going to walk off the stairs because I don't trust you. You just told me you're going to move. You just said you weren't going to be there. You just gave me the impression that you're going to leave me alone all by myself. But same sentence, different feel. Trust me, I'll move. Trust me, I will move. And see, some of you guys, if you can just position yourself to trust the one that will never let you down, you think you do cool things in your life right now? Life could be a dream. Life could be filled with so much hope, so much promise, so much joy, so much conviction that when you walk, you're not ashamed, you're not upset, you're not sad. You're the thing about you is so contagious that everybody wants it. Everybody needs it. Everybody sees you and wants to be with you. And not because they like you, but there's something about you that's attractive. And it ain't your looks. It ain't your peach fuzz that's growing. Girls, it ain't that fresh cat eye you just did. Okay? It ain't even about all that. That's the outside. They see something beaming from the inside. But that trust has to start somewhere. I'm asking you, will you let that trust start today? Will you let that happen today? Let me read to you a scripture. You guys got your Bibles, which you all should. I'm actually kind of glad I got to bring this Bible today, because most of the time when I teach, I got to have this little blue Bible. And you open it up, it's got this face beaming with sunshine, right? It's a kid's Bible. I'm thinking, dang, I get to bust out the big gun today. I get to be with the big people. You know, the ones that are world changers, the ones that could make a difference, the ones that could do something, right? The ones that could say things and influence can happen and people could change. The ones that could start something within their own environment that makes the world change. And some of you guys are just like, nah, I don't know about that right now. I just want to just kind of stay in my own place, which you can, and there's nothing wrong with that. But God says, trust me, I'll move. Trust me, I move. So if you have your Bible or your digital device, you know, make sure you turn off your notifications and pay attention for just a little bit. I'll be fast. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses number 5 and 6. I'm going to read these to you really quick. Now, it says right here in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I'm going to read that one more time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Basically, this is a focus change. You're not just looking at yourself, which most of you have to be very independent. Most of you have to rely on self to get things done because people leave you hanging, right? Most of you have to do your mind a certain way so you don't get hurt. You have to act a certain way so people don't know you're hurt. You have to be a certain thing so people can think, oh, you got it going on, or you're somebody I can hang out with. There's all these acceptances that you're battling for. And God says, look, forget all that nonsense. Forget all that junk. All of that stuff, that ain't even about what I need for you. God says, trust in him, and I'll show you. Here's my first point. My first point is this. The Lord understands what you're going through because he's been there. And he has been there. Now, the cool thing about this Bible is what I've done to it. It's what I've made it. It's what it's become in my life. And I trust it. I've had situations. I've had scenarios. I've had progress. I've had life. I've had failures because of this thing right here. Failures that I've chosen to do things my way and not this way. It's a crazy thing. But when I think about what God has done, I think about, okay, this had to be made, it had to be written, it had to be done, it had to be recorded, but somebody had to live this out. There are situations in life where you're going to find yourself unable to communicate. And you know what I'm talking about. You get in trouble. Some of you guys don't have your phone right now because you lost your phone. I see some smiles. I'm not going to look that way. All right? Some of you guys lost your phone because you did something dumb. You know it's dumb now because you're like, dang, I don't have my phone. That was dumb. Right? I'm not calling you dumb, but you know what you did is dumb. It's like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? I had everything. I had access. I had all the medias I needed. I had everything to stay connected. And now, what happened? You're in your room, laying on your bed, looking at the ceiling. You probably counted all those little dots on your ceiling like, dang, I feel dumb right now. It's a crazy thing. You have choices. You have scenarios. You have things you go through. You have things that weigh on you. You have decisions that you have to make every day. Do I go to school? Do I stay in school? Do I pay attention? Do I get along with my parents? Do I get along with my mom? Do I get along with my dad? Do I go to school and sit here and put up with the person in front of me that swears they know everything, trying to teach me this stuff? What in the heck is this going to do for me anyway? Who just said that today? Don't worry, your mom's not here. You ain't going to be in trouble. Come on, you know. You know. And this is the crazy thing. When you get in trouble, this is the one thing that happens. You go home, right? And you sit at home, and the first thing your parents say to you is this: why'd you do it? What were you thinking? Why'd you let this happen? Oh my gosh, what's your problem? Those are all the things they say. And you sometimes don't have the words to articulate what is wrong. So you can't answer their question. And so what do? They think you're ignoring them. And so they ask you another question. And you're like, I didn't even get to answer the first one. I'm struggling on number one. And then they're like, don't look at me like that. What's wrong with your face? Fix your face. And you're just thinking in your heart, man, I wish you could just understand what I'm going through. I wish I could just take it out of my brain and be like, look, you see how jacked up this is? That's why I can't talk. That's why everything in me is like scrambled. Just like them burnt eggs you made me this morning, Mom. You know what I'm talking about. You came down, it smelled good, and you're like, whoa. That is not it. Well, what I was mentioning earlier about the word is this had to be proven. This had to be executed. God had this theory about all of us. And it wasn't until he sent his son that experienced everything. Temptation. I'm pretty sure, I mean, come on. If I had to die for y'all on the cross, I'd be depressed too. Some of you, I'd be like, dang, for real? Like this one? Like, really? For real? I would be depressed immediately. I'd have anxiety like that cross. All of them, they ain't worth it. That would be me. But Jesus, nah. He was like, I got this. I got this. I'm going to go do it. Nail me up. You want to know why? Somebody had to be able to relate to you. Somebody had to have the experience that says, I understand what you're going through. I know how hard it is for you. I know that you go home at night and you feel like you're all alone. I know that this sounds so cliche, but the struggle is real. You know, you're trying to get by. People are pressuring you. People want this. They want that. They need this. They need that. And you're just like, can you all just shut up? That's why you put your headphones on, right? Because you'd rather bump the noise than listen to the static all around you. It kills you. It frustrates you. But let me tell you something. God cares. God knows. God's been there. He sent his son to go head to head against some punk. Some punk who thought he had you. He thought he had you just like this in the palm of his hand. And what happens? God sends his son to steal you away. Matter of fact, he didn't even steal you. He walked right up on that fool. And just like a gangster. He said, give me back my people, punk. That's what your Jesus did. He's the one who knows what's up. He's the one who can relate to you. He's the one who can help you. Man, I might have some cool stories, but man, ain't nothing comparing to a man who sat up on this cross and said, you know what, Lord, these people in front of me are crazy. Forgive them because they don't know what the heck they're thinking. I'm dead. That's exactly it. Let me give you a scripture. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7. I love this. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. It doesn't say, hey, look, those hard ones, you keep that junk, right? Those ones about your drama with your mom, you keep that junk. That stuff between you and your dad, like that, like my boy Ricky said in that video, them abandonment issues, you keep that stuff. Like, God doesn't say that. God says he cares. God says, cast them my way. Get all of them. Like, if I was you, I'd be like, give me a shovel. I'd be like, you want it? You really want it? Let's get busy. I'd be like, here you go. You wanted it. There it is. And he's like, it's about time. Trust me. I'll move. That's where it starts. He wants your attention. Look at this next one. This next one. Christ can be trusted when others cannot. Christ can be trusted when others cannot. Man, your people, the people around you, they'll let you down. They'll talk some crazy stuff to you, right? Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. Oh, man, you got this. You got that. But then it's almost like they do a 180-degree, like, half Beetlejuice move. You know what I'm saying? You ever watch Beetlejuice? Dude's head, like, spun around all crazy, acting all funky, right? That's how your friends are sometimes. They'd say one thing to your face, and they're there for you in that moment, and it's no sooner that they turn around that they're talking a whole nother talk about you, letting you down, talking about you, frustrating you. Some of you guys, you got these girls, right? And you like them. But sometimes you get lucky enough to land you a cute one. And you know how it is. You walk around half like, you know, look at my girl, right? And some of you walk around like, that's my girl, what? Right? You do that. That's cool. Do it. Own it. That's yours. She let you. She let you come and get it, right? And you're like, I'm the man. She's like, I let you be the man. Right? That's how it works. That's how it works, right? So then you got these guys around you that are like, dang, bro, your girl is fine. I used to know this person in high school. He had this girl, and she had the perfect legs. She ran track, and she did the hurdles, right? And she was a sight to see, you know? And in, back in my time, PE shorts were little. So I went to PE every day, and I was like, Can't wait to see her. They'd be like, Mondo, here for the minute, and then I'm about to go. I got something to see. Right? And it ain't today's athletic activity, let me tell you. All right? But then you got those friends that come near you, and they're like, hey, man, your girl, you landed one. Good job. Right? And then later on, what's the word now for somebody trying to get at your significant other? When I grew up, it was called creeping on somebody. It sounds creepy now, right? Right? There's a song after that, right? What is it called now? Snakes? There's some snakes. There's some snakes slithering around your stuff, huh? I feel you on that one. I'm already like, where them snakes at? Y'all come near me and mine, right? Some of you girls, right? You got a man, he's handsome, looks good, right? And you're like, and you know how you are. You're like, I can't wait to get to my desk so I could write him a letter. My favorite thing from my girl was, do you like me? Circle yes or no. I will be like, give me your marker. I'll be like, yeah, girl, you know what I like. Right? Some of you girls, you got girlfriends, you guys talk. And you know, your girlfriends want to relive your story. Because if you got something good, they want to live your life. So they start talking to you. Oh, what's he like? Oh, what does he do? Oh, how does he sit? Oh, I like his lap. Oh, did you see his little peach fuzz? He was so good, right? And so you live that life with them, not knowing that one day they could be a snake and come around your stuff. When you're not there, when you're trying to be a studious little girl and try to, you know, you want to do things. You want to be a businesswoman. You want to be educated. You want to run things when you get bigger, right? Right? You lazy suckers in here or what? What's going on? You going to do something with yourself? You going to be at home messing with your hair? Or, no, not your hair. Messing with your cat eye. Girl, it can only get so much. Let me tell you. So you live life not knowing that she is, do you say snaking on your man? Do you say it like, I'm sorry. What is it? Slithering. Dang. I almost feel like I need Jesus now. Jeez. Slithering, right? Slithering. Coming around and trying to get at it. Oh my gosh. You cannot trust anyone. You cannot trust anyone. You're thinking, oh my gosh. Sometimes you got problems. They're real heavy on you. And you go to your parents and they freak out. Right? You're like, look, you told me when I have a problem to come to you. I need you. This is you talking to them. I need you to be serious with me right now. I need you to put on your understanding face. Because if those eyebrows start doing something crazy, I'm going to get scared. I'm going to get scared, and I'm not going to say nothing for 6 months. I'm just going to be quiet. Because you're supposed to be the one who's going to help me. And sometimes they can't, because why? You know what they're afraid of? They're afraid that you're going to make the same mistakes that they made. So sometimes they parent you almost like you are them at their age. And you need to help them know, I am not you. And don't say it like this, I ain't you. Because that's automatic, you're grounded. Give me that phone. You know. You have to show them, I am not you. I want to achieve stuff. I don't want to have no funky struggle. I want to come out balling. I want to come out doing something. I want to have cars. I have a play car and a fun car. I used to have a little car that I used to just hang out with. Cars. Some of you just want a car. I should be driving now. That's your fault. Trust me, I'll move. That's what God's saying. He's saying that. Now listen, let me give you a scripture. Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 24 says this. We're going to talk about your friends. We're going to talk about them. And they ain't going to get mad right now. Because I'm going to do all the talking. You're going to do the listening. It says right here, 18:24. A man who has friends must himself be friendly. Obligation. You got friends, you got to be nice. That's what I'm saying. You know what I used to say? Mom, nice ain't a fruit. Nice ain't in the Bible. I don't got to do it. Right? And she'd be like, oh, yeah? You want to get like that, boy? So she bust out this and she'd say, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and that is Jesus. He ain't going to let you down. He ain't going to walk away from you. Man, that man went to the cross and died for you. You remember what I said, right? I'd be like, forget you. That's what I'm dying for? Sorry. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. Because I ain't going for you. I ain't doing that. You guys are like, dang. That's the truth. If it was me, I'm like, you, for real. No. He's there for you. My last one. Here's my last one with you. All right, check this out. The Lord has promised to be with you and to protect you. My last one, he's promised that. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was growing up, I used to bang. No lie. I did some crazy things. I hurt people. I tried to. Manipulated. Did all kinds of things. Things that I don't even know if whatever was done in the act that I committed, I don't even know if those people are alive. For real. Yeah. I'm hoping that one day I'll see them. Because then I'll know, okay, that's cool. They're alive. It's tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to answer for that one later on in life. That's the real talk. But check this out. I got saved. I got saved. Things changed. I started serving God. But guess what? Them people that I was up against didn't know I got saved. They didn't know things changed in my life. So one day, later on, I'm going to this park and I have my kids. I have my boy with me and I'm playing on the swings and we're doing some things. And then all of a sudden, the people that were my arch enemies come with me and I have my son right here. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, like I'm going to die right now. And I don't mean it like, oh, I'm going to die, like this is so embarrassing. I mean like somebody's going to pull out a gun and they're going to shoot me right now. Because, you know, you reap what you sow. That's real. That's real. What's the San Bernardino version of that? What comes around? Oh, it was coming around that day. So I stood there and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, we are going to get murdered. We. My life has brought us to this moment. And you know, I just picked up my boy and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stand there and whatever happens, happens. Last thing I want to do is hold my kid. Before I go. Next thing I know, these guys turn and they walk away. And I'm just thinking, what the heck? Like, I would not have done that. That was not how I rolled. But God, my ways pleased him. And he said he'd protect me. He said he wouldn't leave me hanging. He said he'd stay next to me, no matter how hard it was, no matter who I had to face, no matter what I had to stand up to, or what came my way. No matter what it was, he said you would be there. You know how many people you've told that to and they've said, sorry. He will be there. He won't let you down. That's why I say to you, trust him. Trust him. Let me give you that scripture. You got to see it to believe it. Let me just show you that. And I got some things you guys got to do. Deuteronomy. You know you want to sing that. You know, you're like, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Nah. You know you did it. Let me read it to you. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse number 6 says this. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. Them is so much. Them is so many things going on. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He said it. You feel alone, you're in your room, and anxiety starts to creep in like it does, slithering upon your stuff. The enemy wants to do that to you. He wants to get up in your vibe and hate on it. He wants to make you feel left out, all alone, isolated. So why? So one day you can be all by yourself over here, and then he can kill you. He can kill your dreams, your hopes, everything about what you think you can do. He wants to eliminate you. Why? Because if you get hooked up and if you start trusting, oh my gosh, things can change. Things can change. Things can change. You think just being at home and one day my mom just ain't going to yell at me today. My dad's going to be cool finally. He's going to acknowledge me. He's going to acknowledge me for who I am, not for what he thinks I should be. That's what you want, right? You want recognition. You want to be identified. You want to be treated as an individual. Well, don't put your trust in any of them. You trust him. Because why? He wants to move. He wants to move on your behalf. And he can't do it until you trust him. So, I'm going to leave you with one last thought. As you trust God, who is faithful and powerful, he will give you the ability to be who you need to be. You need to be somebody. You need to do something. And I don't mean like, you know, you're at home and you need to just do something. The dishes are calling your name. You guys know you love dishes. You get creative on how you wash stuff. You know, you're so thankful when the dishwasher works. Because if it don't work, who's the dishwasher? You are. Right? Oh my gosh. Right now, I want you guys to take a minute. And I want you to break up into your groups. Your leaders are going to talk to you and discuss some things. We're going to meet back here in like 15 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and release you right now. Know this. Trust him. He'll move.